דף מם וב נידן. Four lines before the long lines. The Gemara says, "Rav Shmuel bar Zutra Masi la Lishmeitz the Rava Bahai Lishna." All my Rava, the Rava said, "Aktana kol Yud Beis Shana Mimaenes Vaoleches Mikan VeEiloch After the Age of 12 Ena Mimaenes VeEna Choleches." She can't, after the age of 12, she can't do miyun, which miyun is something that can only be done, only a ketana can do, to go out with miyun. On the other hand, she doesn't have a din of a gedola, she can't do chalitza. Chalitza, a ketana can't do, only a gedola can do. So she doesn't have a din, not of a ketana, not of a gedola. And the Gemara says further, because it's mesafkele. So sofek din, you can rely on it at the age of 12, that you need, it's not enough to reach the age of 12. And we have to have shtei saris, have to have this, what's called simonim all over. We need that also. And that, we don't know. We can't know for sure. If we didn't check, we don't know if she has simonim or not. The Gemara goes on to say, that Umi Mesafkele, and the Gemara brings that Rava said, Chazoka Hevia Simonim. When she comes to the age of 12, we can rely on it. Chazoka usually means we can assume. And the Halacha says that we can assume. When she reaches the age of 12, we can assume that she has Simonim. Even if we don't know, we didn't see. So in that he says, Eina Tzricha Bedikim. So how could he say it was a Sofik? And the Gemara in the end comes out a few lines further that le'inyan chalitza chayshinam. The seventh line from the long lines, the Gemara says le'inyan chalitza chayshinam, that we can't rely on this chazoka derova when it comes to chalitza. That means to allow her to go out to be muter la'shuk with chalitza as if she would be a gedola. You can't rely on that. Even though there is such a thing as chazok hevia simonim, it's not good enough to be matir this isha of Yevoma Lashuk. On the chika, on my rov, chazok was only lemiyun of a chalitza boi bdike. Comes out like this. There is such a thing as chazok derov, but it's only good lemiyun, which means that it makes that she's not allowed, she can't go out with miyun alone. That would mean that it's lachumer. After the age of 12, and maybe she brought Simonim, it's very shy, it's very possible that in the age of 12 she has Simonim. So we say that we don't allow her to go out with Simonim. If we would have known for sure that she doesn't have Simonim after the age of 12, so she could be Bas Mitzvah already, she could be 12 years old. But as long as we know for sure there's no Simonim, she could still go out with Simonim. Because her marriage is only a marriage midrabbanan. She doesn't have a father. So she could have gone out. But since we don't know, we didn't check, so we're afraid maybe she brought simonim, because for that much, chazoka derov is good enough to tell us that she has simonim. We can assume that she has simonim, and we can't allow her to go out with men. But when it comes to chalitza, the Gemara says, boy bedika, you can't rely on it. You're going to say she has a din of a gedola, and she can go out, because we'll assume that she has simonim. For that, it's not good enough to be makel, to go that far, and be matia, isa doraisa, of a yavoma lashuk, because just of this assumption that she has simonim, we can't do that. Comes out from this Gemara that there is such a thing as chazoka derova, and we can assume when a boy or a girl reaches the age of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, we can assume that she has simonim, but it's not strong enough to be matir. Either we'll call it aisha doraisa, or we could call the Loshna Gemara is not aisha doraisa, but the Loshna Gemara is we can't allow her to do chalitza. Till here is the Sugya HaGemara. talk about. Why is it, we have to understand here, why is it that this chazokin is not, is for certain things it's good enough and for certain things it's not good. Why is it that this chazokin only helps to take off the rabbonons, but to be matir shrim deraisin? We know the chazokin is something that we use in halacha in many places. The Gemara in Chulin of Yudah Mitbeis, the Gemara learns out from Psukim that there's such a thing as chazokin. We can even be matir yisurim with chazokin. Over here, this is also called, the Gemara calls this chazokin, but we can't use it to go as far as to be matir yisur, which over here, it's the yisur of Yerovam HaLashon. Why is it like that? Like this, we could say, when you learn the Gemara without looking, without the confession of anybody, we could say, maybe it's not such a strong proof. It's not, we can't be sure. Even though that is, it is the nature of a person that at that age to have simonim, it's not so clear and it's not so muchras. It doesn't always happen and it's not reliable. It's not that, or maybe it's very usual. It can very much happen that it won't be simonim, so you can't rely on it. However, the Shev Shmaitz brings a raya that it's a doraisa. It is a doraisa, this proof of that you call chazaki derovim. And Omid Beis, Mem Vov Omid Beis, there's a Toshis, Dibra Mascha, Rabbi Yochanan Vereish Lokish. The Sugi over here talks about Mufla Asomach Lish. Mufla Asomach Lish is the age of 12, according to Rashi and Toshis. And there's, even though he's a cotton, there's one deen that for that, he can do a certain thing that has to do with the rises, which that's the union of Nidorim. And Mufla Samach Lish makes a nether, says nether is a nether, and it's also the same thing if he's Makdish something. Hektish also has a union of Nidorim, connected to the union of Nidorim. His Makdish, his Hektish becomes Hektish. Anything that has to do with Dibur, it works for Mufla Samach Lish. And the Gemara says if he was Makdish something, and others ate it, that's on, and the Gemara over here, the Gemara here on Memvav on the basis, can shehiktish hu, for ochlu acherim, that others ate from his hektish, so they'll get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish said, they get, the other acherim will get malchus. Why? Because it becomes hektish. He's at the age of 12, he can be malchus. So Tashis, in Dibra Maschor, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Tashis asks, you have to give Hashra, you have to warn the person before he does the Yisur. And over here, Tejas continues, the Sham Vahocha Hashra Sofiku, the Sham Alo Yovi Bei Saras Ad Bei Shonim Al Gimel. So Tejas asks, how do we know? This is something that has to do with the future. Mufla Tzomach Lish means a year before godless, a year before he becomes Bar Mitzvah. We know in the whole Sugya, Bar Mitzvah is not enough to be 13 years old. You have to have Shtei Saras also. Comes out that we're talking about the future. We assume that he is now a year before Bar Mitzvah because he will be Bar Mitzvah at the age of 13. Are you so sure? Can you be so sure of that? That at the age of 13 he'll be Bar Mitzvah? Tosha says, you need Cyrus also. Maybe it'll take another 2 or 3 years. Yeshlama Tosha says, the Adlinan Bosarov, Shemevin, Shtei Cyrus, Bismanam, Tano B'nei Yud Gimel V'Yomecha. You can go after the Rov. Usually the case is that when it comes to the age of 13 and one day, so they have Shtei Cyrus. That means now, at the age of 12, we're looking into the future. Is he going to reach godless when he gets to the age of 13? Tashi says we can assume at the age of 13 he will reach godless because that's the rov. Rov meaning that most of the majority of cases is that at the age of 13 they have Shtei Saras and he becomes a godless. And now he's a mufla, some at least he's a year before godless. And This is not just a chumra midrabbanan. This is a din d'oraisa that is hektish, is hektish. As the Gemara says, you get malchus on it. So it's clear from this tashish that the din of chazot kederoba, there is a din that at the age of 13 you can assume that the person became a godel midrabbanan. Tashish, and that this raya the Shef Shmaitim brings. Tashish doesn't call it chazoka like the Gemara and Amid Aleph calls it. Tashish calls it rov. The Shef Shmaitim doesn't go into that. Why is it that over here Tashish calls this assumption rov? And in Amid Aleph, the Gemara calls it chazoka, the famous chazoka de rov. Only what the Shef Shmaitim says, you see from here to the right. So yeah, so why is it, he asks, that you can't rely on it for chalitza? Chalitza, we should go after the rov and say that he or she is a she's a gedola, and allow her to do chalitza. It says the Shef Shmaitzer, this is a chumra derabbanan. The rabbanan didn't want to allow her to be muter just because you assume that she has sires. They wanted you should do a bdika to see and be sure about it. Why did Rabbanan be machmir? He doesn't talk about it. You can understand that Rabbanan were afraid that maybe she's from the mute that don't have sars. Uncle Poyim, what comes out from this is that Chazaka Derova is a doraisa. Two things we see from this. One thing, that it's a doraisa. And secondly, we see that it's a din of rov, not like the Lashon of the Gemara that it's Chazaka. If we should be Medayek, why is it that here it's called rov? Here it's chazaka. Poshet, you can say, it's not so shver, it's not such a big kashim. It could be the Gemara uses the lashon chazaka, lav davke. Chazaka doesn't have to mean a din chazaka, which with the din that you learn out from special limudim. Chazaka could just mean, we assume. Why do we assume it? It could be because of rov we assume it's like that. And that's why he called Chazok. However, in the Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shimon Zion, has a great arichas, talks at length about different aspects of the Chazok of the Rovin. The question was something that can come up, can be Nogel Maisha. And the many Sfarim talk about this, Shaila. A boy that was 16 or 17 years old, wrote Tfilin. Which is, of course, a doraisa. The question now is, can you use these parshas? Can you rely on it? You need a godel to write tefillin. Of course, if we use chazaka derova, the tefillin will be kosher. Rabbi Akiva goes into a whole discussion over there based on this Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lechalitza boy bedika." You can't rely on chazaka derova when it comes to chalitza. Rabbi Kivega talks about it. Does it mean dafka chalitza for chalitza? You can't rely on chazaka derova, or does it mean in every doraisa you can't rely on chazaka derova? Rabbi Kivega starts saying in the beginning of the tshuva, why is it that in chalitza you can't rely on chazaka derova? What could be the reason? He doesn't just say it's derabbanan like the Shef Shmaitzer. He says it's maybe even a deraisa dikechshash, not that you can't use it. Because even though chazaka derova is a chazaka, but you have a chazaka against it. This woman is becheskes Yisrael Ashuk. Till now, she was a yevoma. Her husband died, and she's not allowed to get married without chalitza. That there's the rule of chazaka tells us that anything that was in a certain state, chazaka says it stays in that state, it doesn't go out of that state until you find out for sure that the thing changed and it went into a different state. So this woman was until now forbidden to get married. She has, that's called chazkas isu. So who said, who told you, how do you know that the chazaka changed and now she became mutu? Comes out that even though chazaka derova is a good chazaka, but you have a chazaka against it. Chazkas Yisrael Ashuk. But what comes out, what do we have here? Chazokin against the Chazokin. Now we say, stays at Sofek, and it's also. According to that, Rabbi Kivega goes into a whole discussion, and we won't go into it in so much in depth now. Is there such a thing by mitzvahs? Is there such a chazaka? By Isurim, the woman is osur lashuk. You could say chazaka. She was till now osur, she stayed osur. What by mitzvahs? He has a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Do we say chazaka that he has a chazaka of chiyuv? Till now he was mechuyev. He stayed mechuyev. That means to say that he didn't go out of his chiyuv. He put on this film that this boy wrote, this 16-year-old wrote. He didn't go out of his chiyuv, he stayed mechuyev, because this film is not good enough. Or maybe Rabbi Kivega says, maybe there's no such chazaka. Chazaka is only on an object that had a din on it. A woman, a person, an object had a din isur. Say the din stayed. But on a chiyuv to do, on that, maybe there's no such chazokim. And then he goes on to talk what the din is. And look up over there, Simon Zayin, Shivash Rabbi Akivega, to see what he comes out in the end. Akoponim comes out from this discussion, the halacha lemaisa we won't go into now, from the discussion itself of the way Rabbi Kivega talks, you see, he assumes that the reason not to use chazaka derover for chalitza could be there's a problem even in doraisas because of chazaka against chazaka, and even in a doraisa, if you won't have a chazaka against the chazaka of rova, you could still use the chazaka of rova even for an Isra Doraisa, and it might be that the tefillin will be kosher because of Chazaka Doraisa. Now, remember, we talked out before that the Shev Shmaitzer brings the Toshish in Amud Beis that calls it a Rov. Toshish says Rov, or maybe Shimonim at the age of 13. If this was a Rov, why is it Rabbi Kivega assumes that if you have, as long as you can bring another chazaka against chazaka de rova, which is the regular, the standard, the classical chazaka, which is cheskas isha lashik, if you can bring another chazaka against it, you can create a sofik, and chazaka de rova is not reliable. We have a rule all over Shas. Ruba v'chazoka, ruba odif. There's two ways of proving things. One way is called rov, and another way is called chazoka. Rov means you go after the majority. And chazoka is that you go after and you assume that things stay the way they were till now. When you have one clashing with the other one, you assume that you say, the halacha says, the rov is stronger than chazoka. If chazoka, the rov, was a din of rov, like the Shev Shmaitzer brings from Toshus and Amud Beis, so what do we care? What does Rabbi Akivega care that there is a Cheskas Isha in this woman? But what the Chazaka de Rova still should be stronger. The Cheskas Isha is a din of Chazaka. Chazaka de Rova is a din of Rov. So we have a club. Rov and Chazaka Rov is better. So Chazaka de Rova should overpower the Cheskas Isha. And you should still be matter the woman with chalitza because of chazaka de rova, which is rov. You see from here, Rabbi Akivega understood the Gemara Kipshuto. He read it literally. Chazaka means chazaka; doesn't mean anything else. Chazaka via Shimon is the same din as chazaka as we have in the whole Torah. And the Sefer Torah Chesed, Simon Aleph, also talks about the same Shaira of a teenager, a 16-year-old, wrote film, what the name is. Right in the beginning of the tshuva, he sets up the Dinei Chazaka, and there are three types of Chazakas. just when the Chazal used the word chazaka, it doesn't always mean the same thing. You have to know which category it belongs to. One chazaka is the regular chazaka, is like we were saying, that things stay the same, they don't change. The second kind of chazaka, he says, he calls it a chazaka that comes mikoach rov. It comes from the koach of rov. And that's the case over here by Chazaka the Rov, and he doesn't explain it too much. He doesn't go into he's not marchiv the dibur to explain how does it work, this Chazaka mikoach rov. But that's what he calls it. The third type of Chazaka is not nagel in your name, is the Chazaka of svara, that we understand that that's the way things are, the nature of things. Like the famous example of Chazaka Ein Odom Poreya Toruzmanu. We won't go into that now. The Chazaka over here, he says, this Chazaka is a Chazaka Mikoach Rov. I think we can explain what he means, that this concept of Chazaka Mikoach Rov, we do find it in the poskim that they use it. It's not exactly the same like this over here. It's in Simon Pei Aleph, in Yared Deir, it's brought from the Rishonim that there's a case where it's mamish. First there was a rov, and then there was a chazaka. The example is that you have a behemah. You say it must be kosher because rov behemah. How do we know the behemah? Without even checking it, we can assume it's kosher because rov behemahs in the world are kosher. Once we have a rov, we establish that this is kosher because of rov. Then, even if some problem came up, some suffix came up, we had a reason to think maybe it became treif, we can still say, stay in that same status that he was until now. Until now we know for sure he was kosher, so we say he stays kosher. But that's mamash a chazoka that comes from a rov. It starts off with a rov. After the rov, even if there comes a time when you can't use rov for some reason, but you use chazaka based on the rov. But over here, how does it work over here, the chazaka mikoach rov? I think maybe the explanation is like this. First we say rov. Rov is to know in general what is the nature of things. What is the nature of people? What happens at the age of 13? We're not talking about this specific person over here. We're just to know what is the Teva HaDvorim? And in that we say that the Chazal understood Rochav Chochmosum Ubaumek Binosum. They understood that the Teva of a person, the nature is that at the age of 13 Simonim come. Mamela that has a din of Rov, because they knew that that's what Rov happens. Now, that Rov just says that's the Teva, that's the nature that this age produces simonim, we could call it. But what will be afterwards? Did that teva really do its tafki? Did it really produce? Did it really happen the way we said in theory that the teva should work? That we say chazaka that the teva worked the way it was. Or you could even go a little deeper, maybe. When we say that at the age of 13. The teva is that simonim come out. It's not just something that happens suddenly. It's the age of 13 doesn't mean the age based on one year and another year, another year, another year. It's something that happens gradually, that builds up gradually. This teva that you call godless, this matzav, this state that you call godless, is something that builds up slowly in a person. When it comes to the age of 13, it finishes. And it produces the state of godless, which is the age of 13, produces simonim. Now, it's something that's been happening. It's a ta'alich, it's called in Hebrew. A ta'alich meaning a process. It's a process that's been happening for 13 years. The question is, did the process come to an end, or did it stop suddenly? You say, Chazaka tells us, no, it's continuing. It was continuing until the end of the process came. That's on asmachta to this word, you could say, in case somebody wants to argue that maybe it's not a process, maybe it is something that happens suddenly. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about the stages of a person's life. The Mishnah starts off Ben Chomesh Lemikra, Ben Eser Lemishnah, Ben Shlosh Eser Lemitzvah, Ben Chomesh Eser Lemikra. The Mishnah puts in the mitzvahs as one of the stages of a person, as if it's not, and all these stages are built. It seems that they're built one on the other, like Ben Chomesh Lemikra, Ben Eser Lemishnah. But the Ben Eser, you can't become a Ben Eser Lemishnah if you don't go through the stage of Ben Chomesh Lemikra. It's one is built on the other. More than that could be the reason that somebody Aben Chomesh Lemikra, there is a certain level of intelligence that it takes to be Aben Chomesh Lemikra. Not just that at this age you have to do this mitzvah. Of course it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's this level of understanding that you need to learn Mikra. The Chazal understood that he has at the age of 5. If they reach that intelligence, built on that, he reaches the Ben Eser Lemishnah. According to that, since the Ben Shlosh Eser Lemitzvah is in that set, so we can assume that it's also a part of a process, just like everything else is part of a process. The Koponim comes out from this, that it is actually a Chazaka that's built on Rov. The Rov is just the theory, saying the theory to understand what the teva of a person is. Now, did the teva work? We can say, the Chazaka says, until now it's been working. One year has come, another year has come, another year has come. Which is all part of the process. Every year is another block in the process of building the person. So the process probably continued. And when it came to the age of 13, the simonim came out. So that's why it comes out that this is a harkova, a morkiv of a combination of a rov and a chazaka. So both things are true. The chazaka, it's chazaka, and it's rov. A component, whatever it is, but since there is a union of rov, this question still remains. Why did Rabbi Akiva Eger assume that it's chazaka? And he talked about if a chazaka can go against it. Do we have a chazaka to go against it? We always have a rov to go against it. The Torah Eschesed goes on to say, if it is a din rov, if there is a rov over you, even though there's a rov, but there's also a mute. And we can make over here, the reason that the rov shouldn't work, there's another reason it shouldn't work. That it doesn't help in chalitza. The reason is because we could say, smoch miyuter lechazoke. You have again, he also goes with the same chazoke that Rabbi Kivege said, that there's a cheskes, the woman has a cheskes isha. But for him, it wasn't enough for him just to say a chazaka against a chazaka, like Rabbi Kivager said. But he said, every rov has in it a miut also, means the majority, when they reach the age of 13, so then they have simonim. Okay, that's the majority. But what about the minority that don't bring simonim? You put that together with the chazkas isur, and then maybe you have a half and half. And that's why the Gemara says, L'chalitza chayshinon, that it doesn't work for chalitza, because even though there's a rov, but you have something going against it, which is in the same derech, the same mahalach as Rabbi Kiveger went, that there is something to go against the rov, but he didn't say it like Rabbi Kiveger said a chazok against chazok, only he brought something that can work against rov, which is a mute and a chazoka. But he also says that when it comes to putting on tefillin, to being machshir, the tefillin that he wrote, maybe it doesn't work. You can't put the mute together with that chazot. Yeah. Maybe you could say over here another thing. Maybe we can go, continue going with the Mahalach of the Torah's Chesed and the Sheb Shmaitzit that the Tzadinov wrote. Only still, the Gemara had to use the concept of Chazoki over here in Amud Aleph. And the reason will be like this. If you look good in the Gemara, you'll see the third line over here from the long lines, the Gemara mentions that the Chazaka of Rova can be in two ways. There's Stoma is one thing, and then there's Bodku v'lo Ashkechu. Stoma means you don't know. So Chazaka of the Rova will say you don't know, you assume there were Simonim. It can work even in a worst case, which is they checked and they didn't find Simonim. So we see with our eyes there are no Simonim. And still there's place to say, the Gemara says, look further, the Gemara says, Choshishi Shema Noshu. The Gemara brings there is such a mandoma. It goes, it's so strong, comes out. That not only that we can assume when we don't know that there's Simonim, we can assume there are Simonim, but even if we see with our eyes there are no Simonim, we can use the Chazaka to tell us that there were Simonim, and they fell out. There is a lesson in Rishonim that maybe when she washed herself or scrubbed herself or something, they pulled out the hairs. Anyway, we can assume that something happened, and because of that, there are no Simonim. Comes out that Chazaka the Rova can even work against what we see with our eyes. And it forces us to make up a story. That doesn't mean to make up, but to give an answer, to have to explain. It forces us to have to explain what happened over here. We explained that what happened was that the Simonim fell out. Maybe we could say that Rova wouldn't work in such a case. The reason would be like this. There's a famous case. Everybody brings the Tuat Sharp in Yerudei and Ilchus Treifus Simin Lamed. There's this case of a Suffolk Treifus, which was, they found Maim B'moach, mortar inside the brain. And the halacha is, if the whole brain was surrounding the place of the water, was just an open place inside, it's kosher. But if the brain didn't surround it, there was an open, there's water inside, there's an open place, a hollow place inside the brain. There's water there, and it was open. It wasn't surrounded by moach, so the din will be that it's treif. What will be, and whatever the case was, they don't know. They open up, they split up in the head, and they don't know if it was the moach was makif it, if it was in a way that it's kosher, or in a way that it's treif. What will be the deen? And that is the famous Tavuot Shah that says, don't say, he says, that you go after the rove. Well, we know we have a call, the rove bamas are kosher. So we say, and this is kosher, it must be that it was in such a way that it's kosher because of the rove. Says the Tavuot Shah, but this is not in the category of rove. What do you want? You want to put this, you want to say, the most of bamas in the world are kosher. So this is part of that category, belongs to that group of kosher behemoths. That's what Rove always is. Rove is, you have two groups. You have a group that you call Rove and a group that you call Mute. The majority and the minority. The Rove of the behemoths are kosher. Mute or treasure. You want to use the din Rove and say, this behemoth belongs to that group. How can you say belongs to that group? If he is different because he has mind b'moach. Good, it could be that it's in such a way that it's kosher. But still, it's different. If something is wrong with him, something happened, some change happened to him, the change wasn't so bad that it should make him treif. But different he is. So you can't put him into that group, into that category. Maybe there's no din rov, even though he might be kosher. But you have to match. That's what the Tzvuah Shor says. And he calls that a Reusha in the row. And you can't put him into the category of row. And he bases it on the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Ksuvish, that over there, there was a case that you don't know, there was a case that you don't know if a woman was a Besula or if she was a Almona when she got married, how much the Ksuvah should be. And we say the most true, the Gemara says true that most women that get married, Rov Nashim Besulos Nisus, most women get married, when they get married, they are Besulos, and she should have had a robe to her side saying that she was a Besula. But nevertheless, the Gemara says that there's another factor over here, and usually the Rov says that there's a cult. Most of those that get married Besulos have a cult. This one, why doesn't she have a cult? Cult meaning it was publicized, was famous, everybody knew, everybody heard about it, and knew that she was a Besula. Why doesn't anybody know about this? So it could be she was a... They got married secretly, nobody heard, nobody knew her, maybe she was from out of town and nobody knew. You could find the reasons and excuses why there was no cult. So good, but that's only a mute, it's only a minority. Nevertheless, we say that since there's a kasha on the rope, we can't use the rope notion Besulos Nisos, because we say she's different than the rope. Rove are those that get married as a Besula have a call, and she doesn't have, so she's different than the rope. This difference takes her out of that category and doesn't let you use the Din Rove. If so, maybe we can understand the Gemara over here that is very meduyik, that we had to use the concept of chazoka, even though there is such a thing as a rove, that when they reach the age of 13, they have simonim. But there's another case in the Gemara here. There's a case that's called Batku v'lo ashkechu. That means, this is mamish the same like the case of the Tzvuah Shor, that it is person was different than the Rove. Rove then, that you don't know, you assume that they have simonim, but here we see that there were no simonim. Now, I feel if you'll say that you give an excuse, you give a teret, why there's no simonim, you'll say because of Nashru. There's no simonim. Good, that's a teret, it's an excuse. But different he is. He's not. When you use a rove, you're matching him, you're putting him into a certain category, and he's not the same as his category. His category are people of 13-year-olds have simonim and he doesn't have, so he's different. So there's a problem that you can't use rove because of the Tzvuah Shor's din of reusha in the rove. That we could say, but since there's such a thing as chazaka, You see, the Gemara does say Shem Anoshu. Why is Shem Anoshu? That means we do give him a din of a godel. Why is that? Maybe that's because of the din chazaka that's over here. The aspect of chazaka after you have the rove. The rove was until now, all these whole 13 years till now, we were able to put him in that category of rove. And we assume that he's a person that he's building up. The process is happening. The process of building up Gadlus is happening to him. Now, even though you have a problem with Rav, that you can't use Rav, but Chazaka you can always use. There's nothing. Rav has a problem because Rav is such something that has to do with categories, belonging, being similar, matching a certain group. And in that you have a problem, he's different. But when it comes to Chazaka, all you have to say is, what was he till now? He continued the process that he was going on till now. That you can say. And that there's no reason why you should think that till now the process wasn't building itself up. It was. The Rav said that there is such a nature in people. And the Chazaka that we said, the Chazaka is based in the Rav, says that the process is building and building and building, and it's continuing. So why not say that it came to an end, and it was a nashru? That means the simonim came, and you have a kasha, why aren't they there? Why don't we see them? You can give an answer, and the answer will be that it was Nasru. Chazoki doesn't have a problem with that. Rove does have a problem with that. Again, because when it comes to Rove, you have to ask yourself, what group does he belong to? And belonging to a group, you can only belong if you're similar, if you match the group. When it comes to Chazoki, as long as there was a certain state tuna, you say it continued. According to that, it's very good. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, which was also talking of a case of Bod Kuvlo Ashkech, who had to use the concept of Chazoki, because with Rov, there would have been a problem of a reish in the Rov, that we see there's no simonim. That's why he says Chazoki, and Chazoki can take it that far and make Gadlus consume that he's a Godel, and give an attest of Noshu. Now, Inomit Beis, where are we holding over there? We're holding at the age of 12. What do we want? We want to know, is he a year before Bar Mitzvah? Or is he 2 or 3 years before Bar Mitzvah? What that suffix, what do we have to know in order to give an answer to this question? What do we have to know? We have to know what's going to be the future. What's going to happen to this person when he reaches the age of 13? Over here, you have to use the concept of Rav. On the other hand, Chazaka maybe wouldn't work. And for that, we have to bring a Gemara in Gittin, Chofchas, I think it is. There's a famous Gemara over there that a person has a Cheskas Chaim, a Chazaka that is living. If a woman's husband, a woman, Aisha's Kohen, her husband goes away to Medina Sayyam, the Din is Aisha's Kohen can eat truma. She doesn't know if he's alive or not. She can continue eating truma. She can assume the husband is alive, because till now he was living. Say that he was still living. But there are cases in the Gemara there where we have to know the future. Is he going to live the next hour? There's a case that somebody gave a get, and he said the get should be chal, he should be divorced an hour before I die. Now, over here the question, and then he goes away. The question now is, or even if he doesn't go away, do we know what's going to be in the next hour? Do we know if he's going to continue living or not? Does he have a check that he's going to continue with his staying alive? And even Chazoka doesn't work for that, the Gemara says, because Shema may slow Chashinim, the Gemara says. Shema Yomus Chashinim. We're afraid maybe in the next hour he's going to die. Comes out that this get that was given an hour before his death, it was Chal right now. Comes out, says the Nadi Yudis says, Yodayasim Adur Kami, Yodayasim Nun Vov, says that you see from here a cloud, that Chazoka you don't say in the future. Chazoka is, and the Nadi Yudis explains like this, we learn out from Psukim there's such a thing as Chazoka. All you have in those cases where the Torah gave the Din Chazoka, all you have is that something that we have a suffix, we want to know what is this now. That we say Chazoka, it is what it was until now, it stayed the same. But to say in the future, we have no limud on that. The Torah never told us, never was Megalitas that you can do such a thing. You can know the future. Chazoka is going to tell you what the future is going to be. It doesn't. That's how much of you to explain the Gemara. According to that, what's our case over here? Well, a year before Bar Mitzvah, he's 12 years old. He wants to know, is he going to reach godless when he gets to the age of Bar Mitzvah or not? He can use Chazaka for that. That's in the future. You can't use Chazaka for that. But Rav, you can use. Rav is Rav. You can say that he's from the people. He's like everybody else. There's no reason why he can't go after the Rav. The Rav tells us that he's from the Rav that are maybe Simonim. And it's time. So it comes out, it's very good, that it's very meduyik, that over here, that since Avada, both things are true. There is a Rav and there is a Chazaka. But still, there are certain cases where you have to use Chazaka, and there are certain cases we have to use Rav. That's what I wanted to say on this sugya. Let me mention a few words about a few more words about the union of godless. We find in many places in Shas that a kohen is not a bar deya, doesn't have das. We find many places. That means when he becomes bar mitzvah, he gets das, becomes a bar das. On the other hand, in many places you find the Gemara says ish velo kohen. Kohen is not an ish, not a man. And it could be that it's two things. It's two inyanim. There's an inyan of being a ish, and there's an inyan of being a bar das. You need two things happen at the age of bar mitzvah: becoming an ish and becoming a bar das. Maybe you can say that that corresponds with these two factors that you need to become a gadol. You need the age of 13, and you need stay sirus. That's what comes out from our sugi. The age that has to do with das. That again, you see from the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah talks about the different stages of Limud HaTorah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. All in Yonim, Limud learning is of course connected to das. And then the Gemara puts in the age of 13 of Bar Mitzvah in that set of things. So you see that it's connected with age, makes him become a bar das. On the other hand, the Cyrus, that's connected to the union of ish. That's what makes him ish, a man. The change in the body, the physical change in the body, that's when he changes from being a boy, he changes into becoming a man through the simonim. Maybe you can add, there's a famous Targum Yerushalmi in Sefer Melachim, it says, David HaMelech said to his son Shlomo, Nochi Olech B'derech Kol Ha'aretz V'Chazakta V'Yisa L'Ish. The Targum, you should be an Ish, you should be strong and be an Ish. The Targum says over there, Sevei L'Gvar Dochil Chatoin. The true Ish is a Yirei Shemayim. Yirei Shemayim, that's an Ish. Of course, Ish also means strength, Chazakta, physical strength, a certain maybe self-confidence, but the true Ish is Yiras Shamayim. Like the Gemara says on Yiras Shamayim, Dalifni Mi Ata Omed, you're standing in front of Hashem, that's what Yiras Shamayim is. Dafka over there, that comes out with Cyrus. That's the semen of Ish. The semen of Ish is Cyrus. And the Mokum, where this, the Cyrus are, is the place where the being of a person comes out from that place. But because the being of Cyrus is small things. Godless is not the way a person can easily make a mistake and think that godless means big things. Starts with big things, having a shaykhus to big things. Godless is built on katnus. Godless is built on a lot of little things. And that there's always a yetzahara that says, that makes things small. This is small. This is not worthwhile doing. This is not worthwhile doing. This is not worthwhile bothering with. And then, for example, being machshiv time, being machshiv 5 minutes, knowing the importance of 5 minutes, or even knowing the importance of 1 minute, knowing the importance of learning one line of Torah, even one word of Torah. And that is a special HR that makes things small. What's it worth? What are you going to get out of it? And that's the churban of a person. Not being machshiv small things brings in then the churban of godless. And on the other hand, godless is built on a lot of small things, and that's the famous Maaser of Rabbi Akiva with the drops. And Rabbi Akiva also didn't want to start learning. He was at an older age and he was still in Am Haaretz. And he wanted to give up. And what made the whole Rabbi Akiva? The whole Rabbi Akiva, the whole shorish of Torah of Baal Peh, Rabbi Akiva, that Adkid Ekach, the Moshe Rabbeinu asked, why don't you give the Torah through him? Was built on this limud from the drops that fell on the stone. It's known that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that what made the hole in the stone, not 10 million drops and not 20 million drops, only let's say 50 million drops, makes a hole in the stone. Does it mean that the 50 millionth drop is what made the hole? No. Every one of those 50 million drops took off a few molecules or something smaller than that. In the end, everything built up together becomes a hole in the stone. From that limud came out of Rabbi Akiva. Ken Zion, that's the meaning of Cyrus. Cyrus is Kechut HaSyrim. The Chazal says, Ein Ben Gehenim L'Gamed Nelo Kechut HaSyrim. One little hair, that's the difference between them. Maybe the way Alpidai Kena, the Indian is, to know the Chashivas of a hair, that's the difference between Gehenim and Gehenim. That's why Daike, through Cyrus, becomes the East, which means, V'adokh HaChatoim, the Indian of Yerushalayim.